You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. I'm Joel Carney, and here's some information on what's going on in the Hayward area today. All right, we're back talking weather here on the Buzz of the North. We are so excited to have Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, with us to talk weather here, how it affects the Hayward area. So let's talk a little climate change. This is a hot topic politically for many, many years, still is. Are we, I guess I'll lead you into an obvious question. Are we getting hotter? Are we getting warmer as a country, as a world, Brittany?
Yes, we absolutely are. You know, I don't want to debate why and all of those things and the political aspect of it, but I will say, as I'm monitoring every single day, it's my job to see what's happening with the weather, and I can tell you it is warming. And Wisconsin is one of the fastest warming states.
We saw temperatures in the upper 80s and 90s just in the last couple of summers, I think, that I don't remember seeing that much of. So that we don't get the big headlines. Arizona in the desert, when it's 120, they get the headlines, right, on that. So they kind of ignore us on that warming stuff up here.
We don't hit triple digits, so who cares, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So what's that going to do to us? How does that, people are like, well, it's 3 degrees warmer in February. Well, that feels good to me. But what's it doing to us long term?
Well, there's so many things that it's going on long term. Well, first of all, you're not, okay, yes, we're breaking records, right? It feels like year after year, it's the warmest summer, it's the warmest year, or this day broke a record. And, you know, we keep hitting in the 90s more and more, like you mentioned, and these heat waves are lasting longer too. And on top of that, not only the heat of the summer, but our spring and fall is warmer as well. So it's extended out longer, right? So we have less of a winter. We've been seeing the effects of that for quite a few years, especially with the Berkey. Even the Fat Bike Berkey has been canceled and moved and different things have happened and stuff like that. So we're already seeing the reduced rate of winter and the fact that we're getting a little bit less snow. Winter in Wisconsin, actually in Hayward specifically, it's warmed more than the rest of the state by about 4 to 5 degrees since 1950. And the models right now are projecting another 5 to 10 degrees by mid-century. So a lot of places are already trying to plan, what if we don't have snow in winter? Because taking a few degrees off at night is now keeping maybe that snow to a wintry mix, or maybe that's keeping the wintry mix to rain. So we're going to see more and more rain and wintry mixed events versus actual snow and crazy accumulations. Now, we're still far north. We're still going to get a winter, but it's shorter.
Yeah.
And because winter is shorter, now we're seeing longer allergy seasons, right? Because the growing season is longer. Everything is longer in the warmer weather season. Less warmer. It's just a snow pile of effect.
So what does that mean to folks in the Hayward area here? So someone listening right now is thinking, you know, so it's 90 instead of 85 every summer. Oh, how does that affect me in Hayward? Why do I care about that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, how about more wildfires? Hayward area is at a 3 out of 6 at the biggest risk scale right there for fire weather. That's terrifying. I mean, obviously. And then you're going to get more heat. You're going to get more humidity here. The jet stream is shifting. So just a slight shift like that is giving us more tornadoes. The season is longer. We're breaking records with that left and right. And it's not even El Nino or La Nina. We're in an end zone neutral phase right now, and we're still breaking these records, and we're still extremely warm and stuff like that. And when you get all of these and all the warmth, you get heavier rain. You have more moisture in the air. You have more to work with, more fuel out there for these storms to be stronger, more intense, pack more rain, pack bigger hail, stronger tornado. Maybe it's going to be on the ground for 10 minutes versus 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we're with Brittany Merlot, civic meteorologist. We're talking weather all this week here in the Buzz of the North. What about the wildlife? I saw a robin in my yard the last week of February this year, and I saw that, and I was just like, whoa, wait a minute. This is pretty early. It affects our wildlife, I would guess, too, right? The weather change, the temperature, climate change?
Oh my gosh, so much. I mean, it moves the food chain in a sense. For the birds, they're not finding the food. They're not being able to reproduce in the areas that they used to. So they're going to different places. I was looking up, there's about like 45 species that are highly vulnerable in just our Northwoods with climate change and just a 2 degree temperature change, because it's moving their food. It's moving where they're used to and what they're like living through. So We're seeing it with the birds. We're seeing it with wild rice. Looks like wild rice may not be a thing in northern Wisconsin. It's going to be up Minnesota now because just a few degree temperature change, it's shifting it north. We're seeing more, you know, ticks from the south make their way to Wisconsin. Everything is just shifting north.
Yeah. We're talking with Brittany Merlot, our civic meteorologist, about various weather topics here on the Buzz of the North. And the climate change, you're talking about the severe warmth. It was always about it's getting too hot, but now they kind of change it to climate change. Are there concerns that it's too cold in some areas? Is there some areas of the world where it's flipping and they're colder, or is it all about the warmth?
As far as I know, it's more about the warmth.
Okay.
In effect, you know what I mean? Like the whole globe is kind of going through a phase, and it's happened maybe potentially before, but humans haven't really lived here for it.
Exactly. Well, Brittany, we're going to talk with you tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit more about that wildlife side, because obviously people up here in the Northwoods, they love to hunt. They love to fish. It's part of the economy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll talk about that tomorrow here on the Buzz of the North. And we're talking with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. You hear her doing the weather throughout the week. And we're going to talk more Hayward area weather tomorrow morning right here on the Buzz of the North. You've been listening to the WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date on everything going on in the Hayward area, head over to our website at WBZH.fm. and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Joel Carney. This is The Buzz of the North. It's 729.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you. Up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.